From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has described the migrant crisis in Europe as an absolutely dramatic situation and has called on the European Union to take charge of migrant processing shelters. A UNHCR spokeswoman, Melissa Fleming, said Friday that the crisis has exposed differences in attitudes and policies of the EU member countries. She called for processing centers to be established under the auspices of the UN and the International Organization for Migration. Earlier in the day, Commissioner Antonio Guterres said the refugee crisis is a defining moment for the European Union, and if the EU remains divided on the issue, that will only benefit smugglers and traffickers. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against Islamic State militants. He said the U.S. shares Saudi Arabia's concerns about Yemen and the need to restore an inclusive and functioning government there, as well as Saudi concerns about the crisis in Syria. Obama made his remarks before meeting with Saudi King Salman at the White House Friday, in the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is willing to share power with some opposition groups if Damascus is included in a broadened coalition to fight the Islamic State. Speaking to journalists Friday at the Eastern Economic Forum in Russia's Vladivostok, Putin said Russia was working closely with the Syrian leader on uniting efforts to expand the fight against terrorism. This is VOA News.